Morse, you won't have to leave. We saw the past 2 weeks. Barichus, we saw the Devar Chazal, the Rambam, the Devar Chazal, how the Koichus and Nefesh of a Mensch, everything that's included in the Teva and the natural creation of a human being, all of his natural instincts, they're all Koidish in the sense that HaKadosh Baruch Hu created them. HaKadosh Baruch Hu legitimizes them. HaKadosh Baruch Hu wants them to be part of his plan, part of his tachlis in this world. In other words, in short, we have to be goyris HaKoichus and Nefesh. And not only do we have to be goyris HaKoichus and Nefesh, give them basic consideration, we have to value them and realize, so last week, the second step is that we have to actually nurture them, and as much as they're not thriving in a certain way, as much as they're not healthily thriving, it's going to be chaser, b'oisei midah, and avodas Hashem, like we gave many examples last week. That's what we saw the last 2 weeks. Mitzad sheni, we started off at the end of last week, is the avada, and there's the other side, and the other side of the extreme of the sugya of balance. It's poshit, ketachlas apshitas, that a person who spends his entire life focusing only on self-care, only on nurturing what we call the ground floor of the mensch, indulging and nurturing all his koichas and nefesh, he's going to have a very problematic life. And Rav Chazal say, kin of a type of a covid, that's the extreme. When you indulge them totally and you give them exactly what they want, and you're constantly feeding them, they take you away from HaKadosh Baruch. There are countless Mamori Chazal that talk about the dangers of someone who indulges himself in those taivas, and all those taivas, not only taiva, all the koichas and nefesh. And soon we'll see, there are many Chazal which are very clear, the exact opposite. That a person has to dafka push himself and extend himself, and at certain times it sounds like almost go against his koichas and nefesh, and that's what we have to try to learn. We have to try to understand, how are we going to be able to try to be Mekayim Shneim? I'm going to touch on Nekuda, which is a Nekuda Merkozes Ad L'Mo'id. I'm going to start with Zvat, with the Mamshech. No question what are the basic challenges of our generation, how to do this. The Pasuk initially says, Shema Pasuk, L'inovel Eksil Tainuk. Binyana already says, Tainuk, like we said before, is a good Sach. Kadosh Baruch Hu created that we enjoy tanugim, and the pasuk Zogar Binyan is Meduyik itself. It says Leinova Leksil Tainug. Can hear for a Chacham, someone who knows how to use it. Tainug is Nove. It's beautiful. It's befitting. But the Rebbe points out Leksil. Can hear the nature of a Taiva is that it takes you over. You get lost in it. And Taiva again is just Tainug is just a representative. It's all the Koyches and Nefesh like this. Any of the Koyches and Nefesh, when you spend your entire life indulging them and all your focus on them, you get lost in them and they take you over. Not only do they take you over and they cause chatoyim gedoyim, they cause, in Andrei Shprach, destruction in your relationship with HaKadosh Baruch Hu, destruction in your relationship with other people, destruction in your relationship with yourself. Not only are they destructive, there's another big point which we're going to see spout in the Mitzvah Yerushalayim. They also tremendously ground the person. A person who besides, people say, okay, I don't see myself such a big person, a crime person doing terrible things. But there are many large, massive parts of humanity that not necessarily, they might be more and more or less we call good citizens, but mitzad sheni, they're couch potatoes. The people who vegetate, they are no ability b'chlal to extend themselves. When there's a real value in life, a real principle, they have to push themselves and sacrifice. They don't have the basic ability to do that b'chalal because the whole life they're protecting their comfort zone. The whole life, which that's the natural tendency of koichas nefesh. Koichas nefesh say, ani menuchas nefesh, and it does. Again, it does. Ani rachavas hadas. But a person who the whole time is paying attention to that, nurturing that, pampering that chelik of him, even if it's not going to, and it's very likely it is going to bring you, it's in a moitzi from an oil. But even not, the other part of it is, it makes you a totally unproductive person. You cannot produce anything. You cannot be a successful person. Come on, today there's crazy things in business people could do, make money without doing anything, so I don't know. But in the regular world, when you used to have to be a productive person, you can't be a productive person in business. You can't be a productive person as a marriage, as a spouse. You can't be a productive person as a parent. You can't be a productive member of the shul. You can't do anything productive, because anything in life requires a person to be able to extend himself, to push himself, to sacrifice. There's two problems in the extremity of self-care. When you work on self-care, when you're still on what we've spoken about the past 2 weeks, when you're still on the extreme of, and I have to realize that Hashem made me the casual kliches, I love myself, I always want to enjoy, I hate tircha and I hate tirda. It's all true. But when you're tending to those kliches and nefesh constantly, you also, besides destructive, you become pashut spoiled. The term spoiled comes from similar, just like if you leave out an apple, if you leave it out for bunch of weeks out of the refrigerator, it's going to become spoiled. Any fruit and vegetables going to become spoiled. Push it, rots, it starts to vegetate. It becomes totally unhealthy. But my mom was gone. There's no question. I mean, everyone agrees, we never had a generation, it gets more and more every year, that the total focus of it was as strong as in our generation, as the total focus is to enjoy, and to limit exertion and extension of any sort of troubling and extending yourself in every single area. The entire technology thrust is trying to limit the amount of exertion in it. And bad by bad, we never had more people with depression, more people filling the therapists with depression, just depression. And lav davka people who had terrible upbringings are there. They're not davka people, they're regular people full of depression. And there's not my chiddush. This is what everyone's saying. We have lost the ability to be pashut umil in anything. People are not able to be umil in anything, garnished. And what it does is the person begins to spoil. So the topic that we're speaking about tonight, and we're going to be mamshik talking about, is bikuach nefashis, not only for Torah and mitzvahs, it's bikuach nefashis to be a healthy, functioning person. We must develop the ability to extend, to push, to amend, to stop yourself, to go against your kriyas and efforts. And that's exactly the problem. It's exactly the steer to what we're speaking about the past few weeks. But first, let's see, I already jumped. Hashem clearly, he's talking about Avodas Hashem. Hashem clearly points out this second akuda that we're speaking about. The beginning of Perek Tes, Mafsidi Azrizas. Mafsidi Azrizas, heim, magdile atzla. Everything that brings to laziness. Va'agodl shebekula. Who? Bakoshas hamanucha agufnis, the search and the pursuit, which we just spoke about this our generation, the search of total ability to be unstressed, unstrained. V'sinas ha-toyrach, a person doesn't want, he doesn't have to feel, he doesn't want ability, he doesn't have to reach out his hand to get the ketchup on the other side of the table. It's a tircha. V'sinas ha-toyrach, that's the natural state of a person. That's the natural state of being with me. These three things together, they are going to bring, we'll see too, they're going to bring to bittul avoda. Now, I want to stop for a second. All these three things, every single one of us was born in a natural state with. We all have this inside of us. All these things. Our natural self wants menucha constantly. It's soinei haterech. And it loves idunim. And Hashem created that. It's not one else but Hashem. But the Nizin Sharm is saying these things are going to bring to total bitul avoda. Listen to what he says. Very famous. Nizin Sharm. You know them kazeh. Someone whose whole life is focusing on this. Vaday shetich b'ol avol avoda l'fnei boira kayv gadol. It's going to be a pain, a burden. So much. It's hard. Kimishi yirtze lechol achiloisa b'chol ayishav hamenucha. A person whose meals have to be set up exact right way with exact dip and exact spice the exact way. And tender, it's cooked not too much, not too little. B'chol ha'yishav ha'menucha. V'lishon shinasei b'loy tayrin. He has to sleep exactly the right amount of hours. And there can't be too much noise. I don't know how he's going to live with kids. But that's what Kirchas Nefesh says. V'yimon l'leches im loy le'itoy. He walks slowly. U'k'yoytze b'dvar mele. Yikshe olav l'hashkim l'botik nesiyas b'boiker. Is he consecutively going to be able to get on with dama davening? Of course not. At the most, he's going to get up very late, run in the chap plop a minion. Or the katze besudosim if neitfilas amincha bein arvayim. It's your middle of a shema kasuda ben azmanim. You don't even know the schedule. In yeshiva, you have the schedule. Listen, you chap. It's right before shkia. 20 minutes before Shkia. You're going to go out to Mincha, you're going to push to the last second, and I don't know when Chap Chap Mincha. Olot says L'dvar Mitzvah Lo Ya'iz Bor Kol Shekin L'mar Atzmi L'divrei Mitzvah L'Talmud Torah. In a situation where you're right now in a comfortable position, are you going to push yourself to get to Seder? How quickly are you going to get to Seder? Misha'atz margal atzmen hogas eila inena odin ba'atzmen lasas hepek zek shiurtz. Now he starts bringing chazal, which some of the chazals that I've read, they all say clearly that a person has to go against this. So she'yeda odam ki loy lemenucha l'mazeh. This is not the tachlis. The tachlis is to really feed the natural koichas nefesh to just sit and gravitate and vegetate your whole life. Lo'om over Torah. You're supposed to be like a poyal, who says, Agira di yoimanana, because you're more an Erevin. You're working for somebody. I'll add in the Mishnah, Balabai is doichik. Poyal and Matzilim, Balabai is doichik. They were just pushing. They were just standing with the stopwatch. They knew, Yankee, come on, come to Seder. I'm going to mourn you. Kederach ha-yoytzi ha-tzova, b'marchoy seyem. You're a soldier. The soldiers, Dr. Mr. Sharm, they think they eat, you know, a long, lavish meal that it works exactly the right way, always it works the right way, exactly to the taste. They have to eat and sleep when they can. The Mizr Sharm is talking about Avodah Hashem. We just said before, it's also true stuff. HaKadosh Baruch Hu, the healthy human being needs omol. Besides, for Avodah Hashem, which we're talking about, you push every human being to be healthy, functioning, flourishing human being. He needs to have something that is pushing himself and extending himself. It's not to become spoiled, like we said. But omol adam l'omol yulat. Then he fears always. Derech hazeh omru chazal, we mentioned this Mishnah, kachi darka shel Torah. It's perhaps the most strongest Lashon Chazal. It's connected the whole omud, the whole idea we've been speaking about the past two weeks. Kachi darka shel Torah, pas b'melech toicha, umayim b'mesurit tishte, v'al oretz tishe, v'chaye tzar tichye. The ears almost ring and they hurt when they hear those words. You hear what Chazal telling us? Chaye tzar tichye. It shries everything against what we spoke about the last 2 weeks. Even if either Mefarshim, it says it doesn't even have to dafka do it, it means you have to be able to do it. The Maral, many of us say, oh, but it's saying you have to be able to do Chayit Zar Tichy. That's what the Ratzon HaTorah wants. Can you or yeah, Adam Lomer Yulat? Shuklal Harchoka Betachlis Manuchas Vaidunim. This mission is telling you have to distance yourself from Manuchas Vaidunim. How does this all stem? So this, like I said, is one of the greatest challenges of our generation. We, as we're going on and on, we're losing the ability to push ourselves, to sacrifice, both, among you, I can talk about both on the men's side and both on the ladies' side, and I see it more than anything. I see in my own eyes how much you read this, how diverse there is, for the ability, people, when the going gets tough, on basic values that both the husband and the wife want, both of them want, but they don't have the energy to do it. They don't have the kach, especially they don't have the energy to do it. They're not big enough to push themselves, to extend themselves in a situation where they know it's the right thing to do, but they don't have the energy to do it because we've lost this reflex. Why have we lost this reflex? We're right, that's it. Because the answer is, you can't push yourself if you're going to lose yourself. So we're speaking about the past weeks. If you're going to lose yourself, then you're going against Dvar Hashem. The Rambam called you an apikurus, achayite. And most of our, I don't know if we're so holy and we're coming from the Rambam, but most of our koichs and nefesh are in tune with the koichs and nefesh sometimes, and they don't even want to go on that track. I'm not going to go into something that I can't do. But my mom was good. This is not only in Ben Olamokim, again, Ben Olamokim. Husbands are not able to do the right things for the wives enough also. They're not even the wives, they're not even the husbands, they're not able to sacrifice and push themselves when it needs to be. They're the same thing. Because I'm going to be a shmata. Because we have not learned to develop a balance, to be able to do both at the same time. To be able to push ourselves and extend ourselves. And still be able to hold on to what we have. This is what I said last week. That the only things that when you're too healthy, Shabbos, and you don't avoid it, that's the vision, it's fakir. When you're properly healthy, then you could really start working with intensity. When you're properly healthy, then you can be intense as anything, and it's not going to take away from you. So let's see this again a little bit. Let's open it up. How to do that? I want to first, the Sadr, and then the Chur. There are two parts of Avodah Hashem. love and klali that require you pushing yourself. A person pushes himself and then tends to lose himself, or he doesn't start. Again, we said there are two circumstances. Either someone pushes himself, loses himself, or he doesn't start. This storm meira, which is zahirus and isurin. Zahirus from things like lack of sneers, looking at internet, getting caught on the internet too much, chilusha, all kinds of things isurin. I'm not going to talk about that tonight. It's one sugya, having to deal with that in a healthy way. And then that I want to start with asei tov. I want to start with asei tov, which is what Mr. Shomer was talking about, the ikra, not totally, but being oisik, growing, pushing yourself to go higher madrega and avoid this Hashem, doing something. And avoid Hashem is a mushal again, it's a mushal for chesed also. Doing something, pushing yourself to do it, and being able to do it in a healthy way. So let's first use a dugma. The dugma we're going to use is asmada. I'm not limited only to asmada. Asmada is a dugma for everything, which is using. We will talk about it. So an example. A person wants to come to a masmid, so when he's working on a smother, just so he cannot be focusing on self-care, you can't ignore it also, you have to value it, you have to get back to that. But if he's going to be focusing and indulging on it, he's never going to get anywhere. So let's break it down. I want to show two or three different ways how when you're working in a masmid, being a smother, you're directly smashing your koichas hanefesh. Smashing is a hard word, but you're going conflicting. You're going the opposite vein. You're going with the opposite current, the opposite venue from your koichas hanefesh. First of all, the taich of hasmada. Again, I'm going to hasmada again. Just doesn't want to mean hasmada in learning. It means hasmada in living life. It means being a consistent husband. Consistent husband who does what his wife wants him to do day in and day out. Wants him to do what he's supposed to do. It means a consistent person. Coming to Seder, coming to a Shir, coming to a Vad, coming to a Shul. If you're a member of a Shul, you have in the same Shul. Being consistent, Hasmasmid, being consistent. The Taich of a Masmid requires that a person extends himself in a bunch of ways. Aleph. If you ask your Koichas HaNefesh, you ask your ground floor, they say the following. What do I run on? Geschmack. Interest. A few different Koichas that give the person Geschmack. Satisfaction, interest, happiness. The touch of a masmid is somebody who's able to be there even if he doesn't feel like it that day. That's the touch. That's the touch. It's not a madrigan masmid, it's the aleph of a masmid. Besides that, you're just doing what calls mind, you feel it. The touch of a smother is that I'm able to be there even if I don't. I'm not gonna use the sprach when you're down with it, you're not feeling it, you're not all. You don't have to have the feel that second. It's not Allah based taich. And again, all examples I just said, that's what the taich of a masmid is. I'm not feeling it then. How do you want me to run then? When my kodesh and nefesh say, do something that you feel, that you're enjoying. I have absolutely no patience for the sugi makav and nikav. I don't want to look at it. I don't know what's flying in there. My Rebbe's about to go weiter. Rebbe Reznik's about to go weiter. I'm not interested in that. Whoever your Rebbe is, I'm not interested to go weiter. I don't feel today. So, am I going to be there? Am I going to be there on time? Might be there. Keseder, you have to be able to develop the ability to come there. It's a certain gvura, maybe we'll speak about gvura in Hemshech Avadim. There's a certain gvura in the person to be able to be there. I'm riding on principle, on what I know is right, and what I know I'm supposed to do, obligation. I'm not riding on feeling. That's one akuda. Second akuda, that's what Beth is involved in, and I'm smother. The second thing that any master needs to do is, he needs to be able to work against shteres. The first thing was not a shter. First thing is you just have a lack of a feeling. The second thing is, and you know, I know this very well, is that you have to have the ability when there are things that drive you out of the base medrash. You don't feel well. The air conditioning is not working. Your wife is calling you constantly on the phone. There's no deal with it. I don't know what's going on. She wants to call you. You have to deal with your wife. But I'm saying something in your head is bothering you at home. Someone's sick in the house. Tears. Wife is full of tears. Tears. Sometimes we have to think about it. You might have to take care of them. But many times, you don't always have to take care of them. You're not supposed to take care of them. You're supposed to be able to be at some state in your seat. A master must develop that ability. Most of it, it's Hanukkah, no one's learning. That's a shter. It's a shter. It's very hard to learn when no one's learning. When it's Hanukkah, when it's Yuzman. All these things are shters. The master must develop ability to be at some in a certain way, shut out what's going on. Shut out. Say, okay, I'm here. I'm putting that out. That sounds very scary. I'm shut out. What am I shutting out? Yeah, that's what a masmid is. That's what a masmid is. Even when there's pasta melach, even when there's maim mesuri, even when there's chayitzar, that's what the Mishnah is talking about. The Mishnah is talking about shteres. The Mishnah is talking about it's unconducive. It's not in your comfort zone. The first thing was you just don't have interest. You don't have the shemak right now. But what about when it's not in your comfort zone? There are so many. Life is filled with millions and millions of things when it's not comfort zone. Again, I'm talking about learning, but it goes to everything. So you have to develop the ability to have a certain gvura of be able to shut that out. Right? Who that? That's going directly against Chavas Adas, Luchas Nefesh, comfort zone. A person likes to operate. The ultimate conducive operating system is when a person is in comfort zone. A third thing, which I'm not going to talk about tonight, is Bechlal, when a person is focusing on pushing himself and extending himself, there's a lot of include this with self-esteem. Person, many, I've dealt with it, there's a tendency to be very critical and very demanding of yourself. You're always concentrating on how much more you have to grow and how little you have. There's a whole nother chelik of how conflicts your koyach ha-nefesh. Not everyone has this. Some people are very positive and optimistic, but very often this thing demands. When you're fine, you're sitting in your seat and you're not trying to go anywhere, it's fine. When you're constantly looking at how much more I have to go, and I have to be there, and I have to do this, and I have to get up for shakras, and I have to do this, you always feel like I'm not doing enough. It's a whole other chelik in the unhealthiness of the person. So we have tons of things, so what's going to happen? What could go on? That's the problem. That's where we're stuck. Believe me, I'm in your mayid very much, and being marchid, you can't begin that this. This is a sugis of kol sugis. This is a sugis, we can say that about other things. This is a sugis of kol sugis. We are so difficulty not able to do these things in so many areas. I would love to talk about it. Maybe we'll do it. Hanukkah is coming, Mesiras Nefesh. The pool of cold Mesiras Nefesh is coming extinct. It's coming extinct. Maybe when people come and ask us to be Mesiras Nefesh, mamish kill ourselves, maybe we'll be able to do it. But Mesiras Nefesh in the Yoim Yoim Avoida, the general Avoida of trying to get, being able to be Mesiras Nefesh, it's coming extinct, but it's. That's a. Everyone is stressed. Everyone is super stressed. We have so many worse parents, worse spouses. Everyone's super stressed out. You think the stress is because we're working too hard? It's the opposite. It's because you don't have the basic ability to operate and push yourself in a way. Life, and you can't do anything in life with the ability to do all the things I just said. If a person can't be consistently be able to work even when he's not feeling it, and he can't be consistently be able to work when the shteres, how does he expect to be a good parent and a good... He can't. So the answer is you have to do it and you feel like you're killing yourself, and it comes out on everybody. It comes out on your wife, and it comes out on your kids, and it also comes out on yourself. Let's start building it. I hope I'm going to finish by quarter to a position. Maybe not. L'chayr like this. We have to go back to the drawing board. We spoke about it in the beginning of the Zman. We have a problem that we remember very often. We look at it all or nothing. And we have a question. We go to a Rebbe, we go to him, we say, yes, Rebbe. When I'm learning, am I supposed to feel good about myself or am I supposed to feel good about myself? It's like a question. Is it true or not? And then the answer becomes very, very confusing. You come to ask, in my marriage, am I supposed to feel good about myself when I'm pushing my wife or not? The answer comes very confused, because overall, yes, we just spoke about 2 weeks that a person, Hashem doesn't want a person to suffer. Doesn't want a person not to feel good about himself. But then the person tells you, oh, you have to give up for yourself, you know, you have to extend yourself a little bit. What's right? What's right? Is this right or this right? The answer is go back to the drawing board. Go back to what you're saying. In all sugyas of shleimus, there's no one thing is that right or this right. They're both right. There are two separate values that a person needs if he wants to mesliach and anything. And the current sugya we're talking about, one is self-care, self-awareness, self-care, and self-nourishment. It's a positive value that has to be well instated in a person. And the second value, we'll call it a machai, growing, pushing. And that second value, again, is intense. My lexicon is no wrong. I know people ask for the word intense. There's nothing wrong with intense. Intense. Marriage is intense. Parenting is intense. Life is intense. It requires you to be there consistently, not have, of course a person get up off every once in a while, but you gotta learn how to be able to be consistent on a basic basis. It's intense. But besides the intensity that you have, there's a separate koich, mikoiches ha-nefesh, that you also have, that watches in a positive way, nurtures, and it makes sure that 100% your inner system, your ground floor is fruitful and being taken care of and flourishing. And when a person is big enough, like we quote in the beginning of the Zman, a person is big enough to hold two things. And again, he might be shtelling on one. Very often he's going to shtell on one, and the other one he's not shtelling on right now, but he realizes the other one is within him. That's the answer to us again. And that's the way you'll be able to do both healthily. But let's see three different things, how that plays out. We're all talking about right now somebody who's working on growing. He's working on becoming more masmid. He's working on coming to more time to davening, becoming a better husband or a better wife, a better parent. Whatever he's doing, he wants to do basmud. So he has to extend himself. There's no question. Right now, he's working on the other amud. He's working on extending himself. He's working on what's called Adam Lamal Yumat. He's working on Adam Lamal Yumat. Chayitzar Tichye. He's working on pushing himself. At that point, there's no question. He's not focusing on self-care. There's no shayla. But Aleph, the first side, has to hopefully at some point worked on the sugya we spoke about the last 2 weeks. When you work on the sugya in the last 2 weeks and you understand it, and you work on it, and you don't just accept it, which means you work at it, it becomes a positive thing, a person eventually has an acute awareness in his system that never lets, it's a gadget in the system, that never loses contact to his inner world. He could be right now pushing himself. It could be the air conditioning is dead, it could be the middle of the night, he's working on, he promised himself he's going to finish daf, and he's going to 4 o'clock in the morning. It could be he's pushing himself. Or he's busy reading a book of Reb Chaim Kanievsky, that's telling Reb Chaim Kanievsky to learn straight for 70 hours. He's on extreme zone. He's on. But at the same exact time, Bas Achas, he has in his system, it's a positive thing. It's something that's warning him, it's saying, what's saying here? You could have some nefesh or alive, they're here. Are you going too far? That positive thing that's in there, if it's positive and it's in this system, it's protected. It doesn't allow him to do one of two things. I'm going to concentrate now a little bit. First of all, it doesn't allow him to jump steps. It's one of the basic klalim of drive, push. This amud that we call Chayitzar Tichye, Zokta Goyim countless times in Mishlei, it's usher to jump too far. You have to take a step at a time. If you want to become a bigger masmid and you only learned 3/4 of a seder, you can't go now learn a seder and an hour after the seder. It's not going to work. Add on another 10 minutes. Work on the next 10 minutes. You can't jump. What's going to catch you not to jump? All right, when you're focusing on the Reb Chaim Kanievsky stories, you're focusing on that, you get yourself lost. The answer is, at the same time, you have that acute awareness that is in touch and watching you. Watching you. It's in touch and it's watching you. I can touch it in my system. It watches. This is don't jump too far. Aleph, within that Aleph, it also doesn't let you push yourself at a given time too much. It doesn't let you jump originally to take on an extra step. And it doesn't let you push too far where you could break. Some people have that. They push themselves at a given time too far where they break. Why? Why are you able to do that? Because you already have a positive value inside of you. You are familiar. You're previously in life have nurtured and fed your inner world. It's live. It's thrive. It's valued to you. You know you need it to be a full Oved Hashem. You know at the end of the day it's going to be you. Aleph. Beis, you know how to take outlets. It's not enough that it watches. It actually has to stop while you're growing and feed it every once in a while. It's going to be a minor. It's going to be every once in a while. Different people have a different share of how many outlets they need. But sometimes the first thing I just said is just to watch it. The second thing is it actually has to feed it from time to time. It has to indulge those kaizen. We want time. You want to go rest yourself. Whatever your nakud is. If you're a guy who is very into news and you're learning and it's taking you and every once in a while go look at the whatever it is. Again, you're not focusing on that kaizen because you're working on a smother. But you have to learn. If Luyitzur, you still have that value, you'll feed it every once in a while. Gimel. I'm asking for 5 minutes. Gimel, the last nakuda, and perhaps the most important of them all, the last nakuda, and this all goes together, is that you can only extend yourself if you know that the same koichas and nefesh, the ground floor koichas and nefesh, are eventually going to be able to be fed and indulged on a higher level. Pirush. The way the setup of the system is like this. I said there are two parts of the person. There's been on the atzmai, let's call it on the mokum. It's his self needs. And what Hashem wants him in right now, okay? Right now, we're shtelling what Hashem wants. I'm in a position, I want Hashem wants, or what my wife wants, or whatever's meant. Something else besides me. I'm shtelling on a Kadosh Baruch Hu. At that point, again, I'm not right at that. I'm not focusing on right that point. I'm not indulging my koichas nefesh. I'm not feeding directly koichas nefesh. So in other words, your entire system right now is in a certain way being mevater for a certain amount of time. It's very hard for it. Your koyches and nefesh will not be willing to be mevater unless they know they're on the way to be get fed again. They have to know that. They have to know that they're on the way to be fed again. Now here comes the part. They want to be fed on the lower level. They want to be fed the way they were fed until now, which is in a base way of tivus or just wasting time. Really, that's what they want to be fed. But the chiddush, and this is what we have to work, is that no, we want to basically feed them on a higher level. We're going to feed you. You're going to have enjoyment. You're going to feel chashuv. You're going to feel even comfort. You're going to feel menuchas and nefesh. But you're going to get your kavod and your tainik from a much higher thing. This is the chazanish we quoted last week. The chazanish says, you're supposed to love yourself. You're supposed to mechaber yourself. But you have to know what kavod is. This is yisoid. I want to bring it out. I said this over a few times. I call it yisoid of chelech l'arayis. But it's understand the works. It means that we're going to take the same koichas and nefesh that all exist in our human self, and we're going to be able to eventually feed them on another time. That your koichas and nefesh are ready to do. And the biggest mashal to this, simple mashal, is a hike. Hike, by the way. I don't like hiking so much, but some people love hiking. Like, come on, an 8-hour to you, 10-hour to you, busy hiking up mountains, carry this huge knapsack, weigh 20 pounds. During this hike, he's carrying up things under hot baking sun. Is the body extending himself? Is the body exerting himself? Is there comfort? Is there chavos adas? Is there menuchas hanefesh? Is there tainug? So what in the world is this guy doing? If you isolate that air out to you, what is it? The answer is, it's all the end of it to you. It's all the power you feel of conquering, getting to the top of the mountain, pushing yourself down again, but you could go. Your koichas hanefesh also wouldn't let you go into you. They wouldn't. It's very hard for your koichas hanefesh. But they're willing to give up right now because they're going to be fed. They know this is the process. They're going to be fed eventually. Something based on this. Something that's bigger. It's the same exact thing happens in Avodah Zarah. Let's see Rish Lakish. This Olam has to be makish themselves. A lot of examples. Everyone knows the Maisa with Rish Lakish. Rish Lakish was the head bandit, the head mafia guy. Call him exactly what you want. Rabbi Yochanan is busy swimming in the Yarden. Shlokish sees him. Shovel Yarden Abasri. It's clear in the Gemara. Shlokish saw him. He thought it was a lady. It was a tremendous Baltaiva. A person with a tremendous Balkoyach. In general, he's a man, tremendous Baltaiva. He jumped right in after. What do those words mean? He said, that strength, that energy, it's a shod. It's being wasted now for Geneva, for underground. It would be beautiful if it would be designated for Eberstein. Let's see. Omalei, Rish Lakish answered him, Shufel Chilinashi, each one talked in his world. Rabbi Yochanan lives in the world of Torah, so he said, it's a shard, they're using it for this, use it for Torah. Rish Lakish lives in the world of Tavish. Rish Lakish saw that Rabbi Yochanan was very beautiful, and he said, it's a shard, the beauty is for a man, it should be for a female. Shufel Chilinashi. Omalei, Hajiz B'chay Yevanil Chachayisi, he said, if you mask him to go into the Torah, you're coming on my side, I'm going to give you my sister. Shabir Minoy, Kibbalei, Balam Hendel, Asuya, Manik, who knows the end of the Maisa, he couldn't go back. Okay. Rish Lakish, Chelech Leraisi, became the head bandit. He became an Amor. Very Choshev Amor. Lost Choshev Amor. What do you think happened to him? He became, sat in the base mentioned like this. Countless places in Chazal, you see the Rish Lakish, what we call, he was a, I don't know, not nice to say, but he was a Vildachai in the base mentioned. He was a powerhouse in the base mentioned. He had energy. And he made a Balgan in the base mentioned. He made a balayan on the base measures. The Gemara itself. The Gemara says, the end of the Gemara, famous Maisa, Shlokish, for whatever reason, the Maisa getting into it, he insulted Rabbi Yochanan and caused him Chalishas Adas. Rabbi Yochanan looked at him and he died. Rabbi Yochanan was devastated. He lost Chavrus. They sent in Rabbi Elazar ben Bedos, who was Mechadid in Shmaitse. He's called Mor Daris Yisrael in another Gemara. Every single thing he said, he would just say, Tani de Maseelach. You bring him a raya, and the Rebbe's saying good. Yeah, Rav Moshe, you're saying good. I have a raya to you, you're saying good. Sounds great. Rabbi Yochanan was chol shdaiti, he said he can't take it. Eventually, it was chirich busa mesusa. He said, when Rabbi Rosh Lakish was around, every single thing I said, he would ask me a kasha. He would ask 24 kashas. And I would have to say 24 to Rutsin. What does this mean? What is Rosh Lakish? What's the two types of people? There's some people, again, everyone, there's room for individuality over here. Not everyone shouldn't get confused there. We have to know what you're chirich. But there are certain people who are more, you know, timid, they're more, they go with the flow, they're not like adventurous, they're not catalytic people, they're more, they go with what's going on. It's all right. Tani Mzeelach, the Rebbe, Rechim Zagodol Ador. Rish Lakish, what are you talking about? Get out of here!
you say Shver Zachen. He has 24 kashas. Those 24 kashas created energy in the base medrash. There was adventure, there was adventures. Rish Rebeichel and Naim Halchim and Torah, Naim venues. Rish Lokish, this is what it means, Chelech L'Araisa. It doesn't mean that he ruined his Kirch Zanevish. He took that energetic, and here the guy's a head bandit. He is a guy who has tremendous, he needs much more, he needs energy. He can't just go on like this, like this, like this. He has to, There's two more Gemaras, the Gemara, in Kedushin Daf Memdal, the Sugya of Bitoy, Mekadosh or not. The Gemara says, the Gemara says the entire base medrash was saying like Rehu Eichanan. The Lashon of the Gemara is, Rish Lachish came to the base medrash, Tzovach Kekruchia, V'yotzev Ha'isa. Rashi says he screamed like a crow. You don't find that by the Amara. He screamed, he started screaming like that. Ah! V'yotzev Ha'isa. That's not what horse would do. Horse would say, that's not what he did. He was shrying, V'yotzev Ha'isa. The whole base medrash, V'yotzev Ha'isa. Gemara in Zikne Dorm, in Zvochim, Nafchov Bezim, Bezim, and the Sugi of Zikne Dorm, Tumas Dahoim. Same thing, the Gerst we have, Vanenu Rish Lachish, Tokalei Bekolo. Rashi says he sounded like a shofar. He shrieked like a shofar. Rish Lakish was. He was a crack. He didn't sit there like this. One of your eyes. Mitzachini. The more in time this stuff. Mem Tavches says. Every single time Rish Lakish went to Rabbi Yochanan, every single time. Rabbi Yochanan was an ak. He was the galador. He would chazer over the sugya 40 times. 40 times. Now me and you know that chazora takes tremendous discipline. I can't chazer something 40 times. I'll abide by me. What happened to the Rish Lakish? Where's the person, this action guy, this guy who has to run away? How does he chazer 40 times? The answer is, don't think it's not hard for Rish Lakish. It's hard. To hold his koichas and nefesh is hard. But he knows that eventually his koichas and nefesh are going to be fed. He knows his koichas and nefesh and joy. It's eventually going to be fed. He's able to hold himself. He's able to push himself. He's able to stand himself because it's going to be chelech l'raisa. This is the soya gadol. There's no problem in a person extending himself. I want to talk about my history a little bit. You can be intense. You can be extremely intense. The nekud is you're not going to be. Somebody was asking me, the things I used to do before I started learning, I don't do them anymore. Is it a problem? I'm not playing sports, I'm not listening to music. I said, no, I'm not. You don't have to be doing exactly what you were doing before. You got higher, you're enjoying different things. But me'ain of the type of person you were before, are you still? If you were a person who loved going on hikes all over the place, you love living, so you're a searcher, you're a person who has interest, excitement. Is there an expression of anywhere in the sugya, do you like exploring new avenues or you just like doing what everyone's doing? If you're doing everything, something's wrong, some part of yourself is missing. It's not there. I have no problem it's extended in a different way. I have no problem it's expressed in a different way. But where's your chelech l'raisa? And if you're not going to do that, you're never going to be able to extend yourself. I went already. I'm sorry. Started late, but this is the sugya. We're going to have to continue. Next week, we're not going to have a vad. You're able to extend and you need to extend. You need to have the other. It's not either or, it's both things. And each one holds each other. And this last thing what we said, your koichas and nefesh are willing to push if they're going to be fed eventually in Ireland.